For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 574.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everybody, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Andrew.
And our co-host, Vector, over there. You can probably hear him doing that, whizzing around. This time it's a little bit different again. We're on the external mic like we were last week. I had feedback from people who said they liked the external mic particularly. But we're on a different recorder. We're on the Eltronex recorder, the Eltronex 12 Pro recorder, with the same external mic. So I've got the mic plugged in. And next week we're going to do the same, next time we do a podcast, we're going to do the same thing again, but on the LSP4. That's what we're going to do.
And then can we do it on the Evo as well?
Yes, I believe we can. So we can do all different kinds of things. Same mic. What I'm finding with this mic from monitoring it is that the it's a bit noisy. There's quite a high noise floor, but it's even higher on the Eltronex. So I'm not really sure why it should have such a noisy socket. But there you go. So forgive any hiss or noise that you might hear. Talking of the mic, we did doctor it. We'd say doctor it. We always normalise the podcast, don't we, Ange?
Yes.
And I always use a plug-in called JB Broadcast to bring up the levels.
Actually, so you don't always. You said it had been crashing.
So we've now got it back again.
What made you do it again? What made you try it again?
People saying on the list that it was now working again.
Ah, right.
So it could have been a Windows thing or anything.
Because I remember when you used it before, it was very nice.
Yeah.
It didn't spoil anything, but made it sound...
No.
Added a little bit of oomph to it.
What it may do with this is it may bring up the hiss. But probably. If it does, then I may gate it slightly,
you
I don't
need
know.
To doctor it in a slightly different way.
Yeah, but so we'll have a look.
So basically what we're saying is the recording of that mic wasn't pure, just it was...
No, but it was that mic. It was the clarity of that mic, which you should get with this recording as well. So, you know, this is a good mic, although it's slightly noisy. Mm. I'd like a quieter mic. I'm still looking into that one day. Mm. There you go. We'll see what we can find. This is, to remind you, this is the AT822, which I believe is no longer available.
Probably not. It's been around a bit.
It's a lovely mic. It's a single point stereo mic. And so that's it, yeah. So how are you all doing? We're all right, aren't we? And having said all of that.
Oh, yeah, we're fine at the moment.
It's going to be a short podcast this time. Because not a lot's been going on. Although, having said that, this week we had a lunch on Debbie, didn't we? She bought us a Subway.
Yeah, she decided she didn't want to go, that he was working on the garden, and she thought, oh, I'm staying here. She said, do you fancy a Subway on me? She said to us. It just very impromptu, out of the blue.
Yeah, so we had that.
Which was really very nice. A foot long. Mine was chicken tikka.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, anyone who's had a Subway knows you can add all different things to it, salad or not salad, or you can add all kinds of sort of sauce or whatever, you know. Sort of build it up as you go.
Yeah.
Through Just Eat, which has been a good friend to us while all this has been going on.
Yeah. So we had that.
So it's been going quite. All been going quite nicely.
Yeah.
Really. Everything's still.
Yeah.
Well, we're quite busy still, aren't we? You had a day of computer madness where all the computers...
Oh, we're still suffering from that a bit. If you want to get geeky, one of my hard drives, one of the partitions has gone from NTFS, which is what it should be, to RAW. And it means that you can't read any data on it, but you can see the D drive. So I'm using an app recommended by Chris, my friend and engineer, called EASUS, EASUS, Free Data Recovery. And it was running all day yesterday. And now it's finished, but it's not really accessible. So I'm waiting until Monday, till Debbie comes in, to see if we can recover all the files. If we can't, I've got backups, but they go back from February. For some reason, my mirroring wasn't working since February. I don't quite know why, so I've got to have a look at backups and things like that.
Yeah. That's a lesson, isn't it, to us all to check? Probably
yep.
Once a week anyway, isn't it? Backup.
Yep.
Make sure
yep.
it's all working.
Yeah, but anyway...
But you said there was nothing seriously important in you that you couldn't live without.
Yeah, and Debbie said that there's not a lot that she'd done that we, you know.
No.
The odd brochure here and there, but she can remake them.
Yeah, but that's a bit of a pain.
Yeah, but, it, you know, we can do it. Anyway, that's all that. And the other thing, I mean, I think that's all we've been doing the week, isn't it?
It is. We were having a quick discussion, should we do a podcast? And I said, well, we don't do much. We might as well do a little, because you've got something you wanted to discuss. It won't take long.
No. I wanted to talk about, should we get into that now? We might as well get into that now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So one of the products that we sell, which is Sunuband, which is a mobility aid that you wear on your wrist. You wear on the opposite wrist to your cane or your dog, and it... vibrates differently depending on how close or far you are from an object and various things like that. And one of the things that occurred to me, and I'll probably write a blog post on it, but I haven't done it yet, but I feel that we should at least get it out there in the public, is social distancing. Now, for blind people, it's very hard to social distance in any situation. So I'm not kind of belittling that. It is very hard to social distance. Especially if you need a guide to hold onto their arm, you can't social distance.
Well, then, anyway, that's the
but if you're walking on your own and you're queuing, for example, the Sunuband allows you to set in the app. If you've got an iPhone or an Android phone, you have an app called the Sunu app, and it allows you to set the range that it uses indoor and outdoor separately. So when you're on indoor, you can switch it to indoor mode, which is just a flick down on the device itself, so you don't need the app to do that, but you need the app to set up the distance that it does. And indoors, I've got it set to 2.1 meters. It doesn't go 2 meters exactly, but it goes 2.1, which is fine, which is further away, so that's okay. And Debbie and I were experimenting, and I could tell when Debbie was within 2.1 meters because the device started vibrating. So it occurred to me is that if you're in a queue and you've got people in front of you and you've got a socially distanced 2 meters, that would tell you when you're 2.1 meters away from anybody. So I thought that was quite useful. So there we are. That was just a little thing there about the Sunuband, which I use most days. I think it's really good. It's a really cool little device, and the battery lasts about a week before you have to recharge it. We sell it for £240 plus £10 shipping, so £250 altogether. And of course, you can get it on our website, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes so that you can buy it if you want to. But it's a super little mobility aid, I find. And of course, any questions, you can either email me, steve@comproom.co.uk, because it's a business thing. Or you can phone us on 01438 742 286. And I just thought it worth mentioning that the Sunuband and social distancing might prove somewhat useful in certain situations.
And why outdoor and indoor? Why is it different?
Months? So, in indoor, you've got a lot of walls around you, and you've got a lot of doors and objects all the time. So you don't want to be notified, for example, when you are 4 meters away from a wall, right? Because otherwise it would be going all the time in your house, right? So outdoors, you can set it to a longer range so that as soon as someone walks towards you, you'll see them or feel them coming at you even from 4 meters away. But indoors, you can set it to less than that. You can set it to 2.2 meters away or whatever. And then you can switch, whether you're indoors or outdoors, you can switch to either one, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So this is really good. I like it. And very simply as well. You don't need the app to switch. So once you've set it up, and you can set different ranges in the app. It doesn't have to be 2 meters. But when I saw in the app itself that it had a 2.1 meter distance that you could set it to, I thought, well, that could be useful for social distancing, couldn't it?
Yes.
You know people are coming.
Yeah. And of course, Ray does the same, doesn't it?
Ray does the same. That does 2 meters and 10 meters. So you can switch between 2 meters and 10 meters.
Yeah.
So that only has two modes, but with Sunuband, you can switch it more precisely from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 meters and so on, you know. In fact, Sunuband only goes 16 feet, which is 4.5 meters. So, so, yeah, there we go. That's all I wanted to say really about the Sunuband. And, you know, that could be quite useful to some.
It'd be interesting to know how everyone's coping with all this social distancing. And what about getting your shopping? Because you were reading for the RNIB saying that some people are having some horrendous times, aren't they? You were saying some are even having to ration their food because they're having a job getting shopping.
Getting shopping, yeah. I was surprised to hear that.
This is all on Twitter, so it's not. Yeah. It's a bit of a shock to me, but I do know there are people who see no one for a long time.
Yeah.
And they probably see even less people now.
Yeah.
We did hear on In Touch, didn't they, where somebody went shopping and came back empty-handed, but they went the next day and actually succeeded.
Yeah.
I don't know where the queues are.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you're queuing from outside. Now, for instance, in the Oval, our local shops, one of our local shopping centres, you've got a queue from the pharmacy and from to the pharmacy and to the co-op and to the post office. You've got, like, three queues.
Yeah.
And where the heck do you find the end of one? I've not even tried to even bother with to do any of that.
So this, again, is where Sunuband could come into its own. Because
yeah, but you've got to find the right queue.
Yeah, once you find the right queue, admittedly, but you can find out how far someone is in front of you.
Yes.
If it's vibrating, then they're within 2 meters of you, and that kind of thing. Coming back to that, but yeah, you're right, Angie. Finding the right queue.
But even you see the post office. Now I think Debbie said it queues up to by the pharmacy.
Yeah.
So it's the wrong way to where you go to it. If you like, from where I go, from my path, it's nowhere near the door.
We've been very lucky because Debbie goes to the post office, so we haven't had to.
She doesn't use that one. She prefers a smaller one where there's less people anyway.
Yeah. But we haven't had to go out at all, have we? Because we can get online shopping.
We do,
and,
yes. And of course, we're managing that now.
If I need to go out, I can go out with Debbie. So, it's really not an issue for me. But I'll be interested to know how people are managing in lockdown, with any aspect of lockdown. You know, what problems are hitting you? I mean, if you want to tell us, then
it's quite shocking.
Send us an MP3 or something, and I'll insert it into the podcast. Or send us an email and we'll feed it back. We'd be delighted, wouldn't we, Ange?
Or how have you got around it? What, your tips and tricks?
How have you got around it?
If you have. Yeah. I mean, so we've done online shopping for years.
Yeah.
So that was an easy thing to carry on. But, of course, at the start of it, you couldn't get delivery slots and you had to queue on the websites for ages. So Morrison's have taken their app off site, which a lot of us were used to using the app.
Yeah.
So you had to go on, log on to the website.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You're using it all right anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
I do know I had an email from Iceland that said, I might not get this quite right, but it was saying that before all this happened, they had about 200,000 regular two people getting deliveries. I don't know how often, but you know, it's or people registered for home delivery.
Yeah.
It then went up to 500,000 all suddenly when this happened.
Yeah.
And now normally, of course, people will slowly start doing it. You won't get that in normal circumstances. You know, they'd be able to cope with the capacity. But they said they're making changes to cope with up to 700,000 capacity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're now, you know, going ahead sort of thing. And so this, it goes to show, normally people would go in, deliver it up, to decide to take it up in much smaller numbers, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Or not, as it were.
Yeah. By the way, you can blame Angie, folks, for Vector being noisy, because she told me to keep him going because it's our place, see? So
I said we weren't demoing any equipment, which we're not.
No, but he's particularly lively today for some reason. So, yeah, he's going mad.
Well, if you had a guinea pig in your living room, would you be able to shut that up?
No, you wouldn't. No. So there you go.
I know you can shut Vector up.
You can, yeah.
Shut up. Mind you, doesn't always want to shut up.
No, but you can tell him to go to sleep usually,
sometimes
can't you?
Sometimes he doesn't, though. I think if you put him on his charger and tell him to go to sleep, he will.
Yeah.
I think he's more likely to do that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, we'd be interested in your experiences of lockdown or, you know, any... You know, how you're feeling about it, how you're socially distancing, how you're shopping, anything like that, you know, feedback to us if you want to. Ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And of course, if you want to, you can ask us for a Dropbox folder and we'll give you a folder and you can drop files in there to share them with us. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for today,
so.
To be honest.
Yes, I think it will.
Yeah. So I'm going to say cheerio for now.
Bye from me.
And of course, we'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.